Dan gaan we gaan Monday night. Oh, hey, at the base. Okay, so first of all, we have to tell David Stein here. If you look in the letter section of last week's Mishpacha magazine, there's a letter from somebody, Stephen Stein, from New Jersey. And he says what a wonderful program Daf HaShavua is, and that in his brother's shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh, he doesn't say the name of the shul, he doesn't say the name of the Magid Shir, he doesn't say the name of the rabbi, he doesn't say the name of his brother, he just says his brother's shul in Ramat Beit Shemesh. Why are you showing it to me? I obviously saw it.
It just so happens that I brought it home after prison.
And it's a wonderful program, Daf HaShavua. I just wish he would have said the name of the shul, and certainly the name of the Magid Shir, certainly the name of the Rav, and at least the name of his brother he should have said. But he just wanted to extol the wonderful properties of the Daf HaShavua Shir, and therefore that's where it is. You could look it up, as David Stein here has copies of the letter. Okay. Actually, Moshe Steinberg I went to visit today, and he's not probably subject to visiting for the next few days. Tomorrow is the procedure. He's having a bone marrow transplant. Everybody should say, if you're not davening for him until now, Moshe Ben Saraleya, and he's having the procedure is being done tomorrow. The last few days have been also very powerful because he has to have certain things injected into his body before he can have the bone marrow transplant. It's an amazing thing. I have to tell you, it's not a subject for halacha or for his halavos, but whatever. This country is pretty amazing with all the things. Every soldier that goes into the army, they take a sample of him or her, I guess, and they have like millions of, and they put it in a database. And then when they need, like, a bone marrow transplant, so unless it's from Nachal Haredi, it's certainly not a Haredi's bone marrow. Anyway, they found the perfect match for him. And then they go to the person, and they say, would you be willing to be a donor? And everything's anonymous up to a year after the procedure. Then they can choose. If the guy wants, he could tell his name. But everything's anonymous up till. So they have these millions, Moshe told me, millions of people in the data bank. And this person was maskim to have you have to have a procedure done on you. It takes out your moach, your bone marrow, and puts it in this person who needs it, and it's a perfect match. And it's a very, very, very complicated procedure. I mean, it's like. But so I didn't realize, so that means really it's an amazing thing to have a data bank of millions of people's genetic, whatever it is. And so they found the perfect match. And the person was maskim. Not only, and there's two ways to take out your blood marrow. You can take it out through blood, and they can take it out through the marrow. There are like two ways of doing it. And one is more painful, but it's better if they go to the marrow itself, not to the blood. But it's more painful and more difficult for the donor. But this person was maskim to do it the harder way. And really, and you don't know who it is. You don't know who it is, and he doesn't know who you are. Really, it's a big schus to call yourself. It's amazing. And he did it, and they have now his, and tomorrow is the procedure. So what do I mention it for? First of all, everybody should pray for Moshe Ben Saraleya. He's not going to be able to have visitors for. He's going to be in the hospital for 3 weeks now. So the question I got about Makrias HaMegillah. So it's very powerful and it wipes you out. So I told him, he's not sure if he'll be able to listen to the whole Megillah. If he'll be able to be Merakez and listen to every word. He said, well, you're not going to be making a bracha anyway. Someone's going to be reading it for you. So you'll do the best you can. That's all. What can you do? Try. So I said, but if you could be Merakez yourself once, so I said, that's a major shaila in halacha. That's what I'm saying. Because first is night, then there's the day, right? On the other hand, night is the Rabbanon, And the day is considered to be on a higher madrega, considered to be divrei neviim. So, what do you do when you're faced with a mitzvah? This is mamish hashayla and halacha, and it says the gabbi kriyas on Megillah. If you can only do one of the two, but the night is immediate, obviously. The night is first. So, zriza magdimin, yeah. On the other hand, the day is the more intense mitzvah. So it's actually a machlokas, of course. I mean, it's a shayla. I'll call it a shayla. That I thought an interesting thing. So I told him to do the day, if it comes up. Hopefully it won't come up. He'll be able to do both. But, you know, of course, Nehemiah got my son was with me. So he, you know, can, who lay, he's in Ichalov Hospital. So I said, you know, Nehemiah with his WhatsApp, you know, so in 13 seconds he found out who lanes the Megillah in Ichalov Hospital, because he can't be with other people. He has to be very much alone. So he's not going to be able to do it, but Sibur, someone else is going to have to come to his room and read it, the Yechidus. But like in 13, out of millions of people, you find a perfect match. In 13 seconds, you find out who's reading the Megillah in Ichalov Hospital. It's really an amazing, we live in an amazing world. Amazing schusim, amazing mitzvahs. Anyways, it's a shaila. But so I told him to do the day. If it comes up, and hopefully it won't come up, we'll be able to do both. But he should do the day. But it really is a shaila here. And there's all sorts of armakimus, because it's reason magdimen. But what's better, Zrizim Magdimen or Mitzvah Menam Mufchar? So the Chayodom paskins to wait till tomorrow. Better do the day one, which is the more intense mitzvah. And the Ridvaz, which is the Makar, to do the more immediate one, is rather talking in a case where 2 days will go by. And so that's already a delay, but if it's just the next morning, so maybe then you should wait. So otherwise I told him to wait, but hopefully it won't be Nogeya. But as I was researching the Shaila after I paskened it, you know, paskened first, research afterwards, and I saw a very nice thing. I saw that was the Shaila by the Nesiim. The Nesiim, by the Mishkan, they wanted to do the Gemar Mitzvah, and that's a hiddur, because Ein HaMitzvah Nikras Ala Hashem Gomro. So they wanted to do the Mitzvah Ba'ofen Mehudar. And the mistake was that they should have done Zrizim Magdimen. Zrizim Magdimen trumps the mitzvah Menam Mufchar. So it's a nice way of looking at the Nesiim. And so that is brought as a raya that you shouldn't, that you should do it immediately. But Al Kaponim, the Hayadim says to do it the next day, and hopefully it won't be Negeya. But this comes up. Okay. Kiddush Lavana is really my son-in-law. One of my sons-in-law, not this one. But my other one, who's like more stickle, grunic stickle, like he. So, Kiddush Levana, the Gra people do it right away after 3 days. They don't wait for Motzei Shabbos. And really, it's the same Shaila. Is Reza Magdimen, does that trump doing the mitzvah by Eifen Mehudar, Eifen Mehudar being Motzei Shabbos, when you're dressed up and you're dressed nicely, and it's. So that's the same Shaila. Most people will wait for Motzei Shabbos, but many people will do it like right away, as soon as you can. So this comes up. Really, it's interesting. I used to go to a shiur from Rav Moshe Shapiro Zatzal, one of his many shiurim. So he talked. He liked many times he strayed off the topic of what he was learning, and he would talk. So one of the things he once was talking about, he was remarking on the interesting phenomena that the Gedolim always daven mincha gedola. Even though in halacha, if you go do the halacha, it's really not preferred to do mincha gedola. It's preferred to wait for mincha ketana. And that seems to be the mitzvah min hamuvchar. But he said, if you go down there, look at history, the I know Rav Moshe certainly, and Chazanish, and Stipler, and Chaim Kanievsky, everybody, they daven mincha like right away. As soon as you could daven mincha, they don't want to delay, and they daven mincha, even though in halacha it really seems to be more mehudar to daven afterwards, but they do zuzu magdimen. And he says that's just the way the halacha developed, that even though the technicality, seems that that's a be oifen muhuder. So I think it's the same shaila. It's like with Kiddush Levana, you know, the same shaila. And this shaila here about the Megillah of night and the Megillah of day, it's all the same shaila. There's reason Magdimin versus Mitzvah Minam Muhuder. So since we said some divrei hashkafa now tonight also, so we'll be yoytzuch as well. We'll stop here.
Someone who's close enough to joke.